UFOs. When the tic-tac-shaped UFOs appeared in the videos which were released by the government, it was the first time I personally had ever seen a UFO that shape. I thought it meant something new might be coming to this planet. Luis Elizondo, who was the former head of Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification, not only went on to say they were not built by an earthly power, but UFOs, or UAPs which they are now called, which have the same shape, have been coming to Earth for quite some time. He went on to say some government reports dating as far back as 70 years have described UAPs with this shape. That certainly is a surprise to me. I wonder what else is being kept from us which has to do with UAPs or extraterrestrials? A whistleblower has said something about UAPs I have never heard before. He claims some of the pilots who have witnessed UAPs had received radiation burns from them. This makes sense to me because there have been a lot of indications that diamond-shaped UAPs were giving off radiation and several people on the ground they flew over had radiation burns. Could this mean those particular types of UFOs are ours because they are less advanced? One never knows. Three different people saw a UAP. This is not so unusual, you might say, but there is more to this. They saw it at three different locations and all described it as looking the same. I admit some of these things are identical, so that didn't necessarily mean it was the same machine. The three people lived in different states but all took photos of the object, and it does look identical. One UAP sighting was made by a pilot. He gave an interesting description of what he had seen. He said it looked like a top spinning against the wind. He went on to say there were no wings or visible signs of propulsion. What is interesting is the fact there is a new startup space company which is launching rockets without motors. They use a vacuum chamber which gets the missile to spin thousands of times a second, and this kinetic energy is used to get the object into orbit. So far, they are up to suborbital flights using only 20% power. I only point this out because their rockets, if we can call them that, would also have no signs of propulsion. It is being said there are far more pilot sightings of UAPs than we suspect. Sure, we hear about the odd one from time to time and the reports seem to be increasing, but it is said pilots with long careers have seen hundreds of UAPs during their careers. They just don't want to be reporting UAPs all the time because it makes them look bad. I guess they are right. Too many reports by one person would look suspicious. It might look like they were losing their mind. Two pilots were flying their planes when they saw what they described as a double-decker cigar-shaped object in the sky. Sometimes in cases like this where UAPs have windows, people have reported seeing beings looking out of them. To me, this means only one thing: they know we are here and we are on display to alien tourists. It is sort of like when a cruise ship goes to an island and the people on it want to see the locals. One of our astronauts was on a spacewalk in 2005. He was the commander of the International Space Station at the time. He had to go on a spacewalk and went with a Russian cosmonaut. They were installing antennas. The astronaut saw lights which were in a line. He said it looked like an upside-down check mark. The cosmonaut was facing the opposite direction and missed seeing the lights. Some people have said what he saw was only the lights of a fishing boat. He was 230 miles up at the time. He feels he saw a UAP. I have to wonder how many of you know Edmund Halley, the scientist who the comet is named after? He had seen UAPs two different times. The first time was in 1676. He described that object as being a vast object bigger than the moon. He did an estimate of the speed of the object and came to the conclusion it was traveling at 9,600 miles per hour. He said it was making a noise, which is unusual for a UAP. He also said when he saw it, it was 40 miles above him. FedEx pilots were not very happy when they realized a UAP was following their plane. They were flying over Mexico at the time. As they neared Monterrey, the UAP appeared. They described it as a pulsating orb. The object had been above them but had come down to their altitude and began to match their speed and flew alongside them. At this point the pilots decided to video the UAP, which stayed alongside for about 30 minutes and didn't seem to mind the fact it was being photographed. The object was described as being a plasma object which was a brilliant yellow color. When we look at all the evidence and reports going back to ancient times, we have to conclude UAPs have been coming here for so many years, they might predate the human race. We have proof in ancient paintings and paintings from the Middle Ages which prove our ancestors had seen UAPs. This proof consists of UAPs appearing in their paintings even when they had a religious theme. Did our ancestors equate UAPs with God? Stories of UAP sightings go back thousands of years, so far back there is no way of knowing who was the first humans to see UAPs. There are quite a few sightings of UAPs where they actually landed. Some have landed in schoolyards, fields, and even emerging near ships before taking off. They don't seem to care who sees them, and as I have said before, perhaps they tried making contact with the governments of the world and were refused, so they are sort of campaigning to the people of the earth to show they are here. The government might as well admit it, since they are now all over the place and so many people are seeing them. The cat is out of the bag, as they say, and our time of innocence is over. I think we have enough proof now that we certainly are not alone.